Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're privileged here this morning in that we're getting a little peek into some early historical research
right. That
Carol is doing. And it's not like this has not, no one has ever presented this before or delved into this before, because we have an article here from the Texas State Historical Association, but I'll bet not many people in Greenville
right. Or
Hunt County are aware of a person named Arizona Juanita Drains, born in 1894, and a major influence in gospel music and really in popular music, because
yes. The
influence of gospel music going on into blues and rock and roll and so forth was enormous.
She lived well, and I think until 1963.
Right.
So she's quite a music phenomenal.
But she was known as Blind Arizona.
Yes.
Of course, you had Blind Lemon Jefferson, famous blues performer from Dallas.
She caught influenza. I didn't know influenza could cause blindness, but diseases can. And she was taken to the Texas School for the Blind, mm-hmm. Deaf, and Dumb.
Texas Blind, Deaf, and Orphan School, it says,
yes.
Here in Austin.
And only stayed about 8 or 10 years.
Well, that's a long time in those days.
Yeah. And then she was released. She was graduated. And she had several people noted her talent. She learned how to sing and play the piano while she was, mm-hmm. at this school.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that interested me especially was, evidently at that time period, the Church of Christ in God was started by the African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for sure of that. I've got to go back and read up some more of this.
Mm.
But this is amazing about her. She had a talent and was recognized more so in the North and out in California than here.
Mm-hmm. And she was, I think we said this, if we didn't, we obviously should, born in Greenville in 1894, and it said she went apparently to the school for the blind at a very early age.
Right.
1896, which would put her at 2 years old. Could that be correct?
I don't know. I've got to look
into it. But she, at any rate, probably did not live in Greenville very long
right. After
she was born there. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. We're talking about the gospel singer Arizona, Blind Arizona Drains, who was born in Greenville and is credited as being very influential, signed to the OK record company, OK, O-K-E-H. It was a famous, well-known record company in the 30s and 40s.
Out of Oklahoma City.
Correct. Right. I believe that Bob Wills was with OK at one time. But she's credited with having an influence on Little Richard, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, you know, all very familiar names in rock and roll in the 50s. Also, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who a lot of people will know as a very influential blues and gospel guitarist, and the godmother of rock and roll, is mentioned in here as being influenced by Blind Arizona Drains. You have an NPR article. It was actually, I guess, an All Things Considered feature that ran several years ago.
Yes.
And you have the transcript of that, and it's mentioned in there that there is a CD collection called Here Is My Story, or He Is My Story, The Sanctified Soul of Arizona Drains.
Which I would love to get it.
It's available for anyone who wanted to seek that out. And
yes.
And we'll, in fact, maybe we'll find some music from Arizona Drains, make it part of this this conversation.
Yes.
Therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If your neighbor ain't driving for a ride, you swear a golden crown, I tell you I.
The crown.
friend in Austin now, but he grew up in Louisiana, and he wrote a book about Shreveport Black and White. And it's all about the music. It's fascinating. And it's fascinating to know that we have had a couple of other African Americans born in Greenville, and they went on to achieve great things. Mm-hmm. William J. Durham was a great lawyer in the defense of, I think it was Sweat versus University of Texas.
So, again, the amazing things that you discover when you dig into the old records, and Carol has come up with this. So she was Arizona Drains, played at Deep Ellum, which of course now has been revived as a kind of a cultural center in Dallas. And as Carol said, lived until 1963. She had moved to Los Angeles and died in 1963, and she would have been, 69 years old at that time.
Right.
Yeah. So this is, again, this is another little chapter that we need to develop further in Greenville and Hunt County. Right? The story of Arizona Drains.
Yes.
Blind Arizona Drains. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You're welcome.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.